Welcome back to the Sunday Scoop. I believe this is the 18th. I always start that with I believe because I don't want to seem stupid if it's labeled differently. One thing that you might notice is that I potentially sound a bit different. And I did get a new audio interface, and then I hooked up my mic to a few things. So for speaking while on stream, or if I'm recording my voice for anything like this, I'll be using this setup. So I have my mic, which goes into SteelSeries sonar. And that's EQ'd a bit, noise cancellation, all that fancy stuff. And then that gets taken into my voice meter banana. And then the gain is upped a bit. The audio interface is the Focusrite Scarlett 2i2. And I had to turn the gain a lot down so that when I scream, I don't peak and I don't sound like crap. And then I just use voice meter to take my voice back up. It is very nice. I have heard some sketchy things about voice meter, more so. Not like I haven't heard anything about like bad practices on their end or anything, but more like sometimes it will just stop working because it chooses to. And I'm like, that's inconvenient. So I guess we'll see how that goes. Cause I mean, there's plenty of other options out there. I'll figure it out. We'll find what to do. And really all I need is to up the gain. So, but I can do cool stuff, funny stuff like this. I don't know what I sounded like there other than a robot because I listened to it the other day, but I didn't. But yeah, I got a new audio interface. I'm going to be getting new headphones tomorrow, actually, for music production. So hopefully the mixes will be better in future songs. I've heard, I've learned a lot about mixing recently, and I'm going to be experimenting with the new things that I've learned. For example, mixing quieter is just a thing that you should do in general, but I didn't do that. My brother kind of gave me that tip because he said that he started mixing most of his music quiet now. Because if it sounds good quiet, then it's going to sound good loud. But the thing with when it's all loud, then it's just all loud and you kind of can't really tell. That's one new thing that I got. Another new thing that I got is I took my cello that I haven't played in. And they looked at my last lesson when I took it to the music center. They looked at my last lesson. It was from 4 years ago. So I'm pretty sure I haven't played it probably in 3 years. I canceled my lessons mostly because of COVID. But then I just kind of lost interest. And a lot of stuff happened in those 3 years. And now I took the cello to the music center to kind of get it refurbished. Thankfully, literally nothing was wrong with it. And they didn't need to do anything. All they did is they're like, yeah, your bow is fucked. So I bought a new bow, but it was like $30 because there was still some old credits in there. So now that I have a new cello bow, I've been playing my cello a lot recently, trying to get used to the muscle memory again because it's hard. My fingers don't expand that far, I feel like, but they just haven't had that practice in a while. I hope to incorporate like cello and even guitar into songs. Probably not every song because some songs are a little more techy or silly or, you know, but I'd like to be able to have the option to incorporate that. I also like the idea of I can improvise on my cello a lot easier than on anything else. So I like to improvise melodies. I think that'll be nice when it comes to planning. But also I just kind of want to play the cello because I enjoy it and I played it for 8 years. I wasn't great at it, but I would like to become great at it. I also am starting to learn to play piano because I cannot do that. Growing up, I can like listen to a melody and then play it on the piano with one hand and one note at a time. And that was the most that I could do. But I ended up learning a little bit at a time with using two hands. And the most that I could play when using two hands was, believe it or not, Megalovania and Fallen Down. But those two are very in sync. So like there isn't a lot of odd rhythms that require your two hands to work separately. They can work at the exact same time, especially Fallen Down, where every note is like one note on the left hand is another note on the right hand, except like with the exception of a couple notes. Very, very simple song. And now I'm kind of getting into the swing of like really my whole like plan with learning the piano. And this is just how I learn things is I'm listening to songs that I enjoy, specifically ones that I will put on repeat and just constantly think about. And then I'm just going to, I literally just try and play it on piano. And because I'm able to transcribe in my brain, I'm now like, all I need to do is get the muscle memory down for piano. Because I'm able to like I could make a cover on Ableton if I wanted to, but that's through MIDI, right? So I'm figuring that out. And I'm currently learning on piano to play, I believe, is it the, or is it, it's just called Creator by Lana Raine. I didn't know if it was called The Creator, but it's the new Minecraft epic song. I am so obsessed with that song. But yeah, I'm learning piano to hope to, I want to be able to improvise so that I can develop songs easier, similar to cello, and also, again, for enjoyment. So they're both kind of, I would like to incorporate them in my music, but I'd also like to use them as a tool to help develop songs. However, I'm also very interested in plugging in my cello with a pickup into my audio interface and then turning it into an electric cello in post, because I can do that and that's epic. And I've done it before. I plugged it into an amp and I sounded like it was awesome. Let's see. I've also, speaking of learning things, I've started learning to sketch and paint digitally. Not great at them again, but with sketching, I hope to be able to visualize certain ideas better and also just give myself another hobby to do instead of doom scrolling YouTube shorts or playing video games for hours. Although very fun, I've been playing Blade and Sorcery recently, so that's my video game for hours that I'm referencing. But no, it would be nice to do something that's like relatively productive in between things, because sometimes I'm dead. Even though I think I'm like really productive, but like there's you know, I'd still like to just be able to do little productivities things here and there. And also sketching is just an enjoyable thing to kind of see it come together in a very quick time. So I'm learning that kind of in my own way, just like I found a way that I like to sketch that I enjoy. And then with painting, another, again, more of a hobby thing. I do wish to be able to create concepts for Postmortem and New Space, though, and just create a broader range of art pieces. Whether I create a painting background for my videos, or I incorporate 2D painted into my 3D world, or write something like that. But we'll kind of see where those go. There is a chance that I will stop one or the other. It's very common for me if I ever learn, oh wait, I don't actually need this for this reason, and then I get demotivated. But I'm enjoying it currently, because I used to think that I had to learn things in a very specific way, because this is how you're taught, whether it be in all these tutorials or whether it be in school, right? And now I'm just kind of learning everything my own way, the way that I'm enjoying. Which my whole mantra is basically just fuck around and find out, right? I like to experiment, observe, and then experiment and, you know, fuck up and then learn and then adjust and, you know. Whereas I know there's a lot of people that like to follow certain guidelines or tutorials and everything. I'm more of just recognize patterns, iterate on those patterns, which does make it difficult for me to give advice, because I've had people email me or ask me, hey, can you give me advice for learning this? And I'm like, my advice is that I wanted to learn it, so I did. Like, I just started doing it, right? I was bad, but I just started doing it, and that I enjoyed that enough to keep going and to kind of like analyze other people doing it so that I could. And that's just kind of my whole thing. And that's what I'm currently doing with cello, piano, sketching, painting. And I just kind of chill while doing those. So I feel like it's not taking up any more of my time. But when it comes to time, I do feel like things have been a bit slow recently, which could totally just be wrong. I think I'm just thinking that because I skipped out on last week's video, because the week before I came out with Numbskull. I don't know if that took a lot from me, or if I'm just more interested in doing some sort of special or like nicer video, right? Or different video, I mean. Yeah, I skipped out on last week's video. I did do a lot, though. I don't know. Every time I take like a break, I'm like, damn, I think something's going wrong. I've been slow this week. I don't know if this is an issue. I think I really just took a break. Because to be fair, I'm not doing this full time. I shouldn't expect myself to do it full time, but I do keep up those standards sometimes, or try to. I've also had pain flaring up recently, so that's been slowing down some things. Been a struggle to kind of sit down. Also been a struggle to stand up, but like Blade and Sorcery is worth it. Good, it's a VR game, if no one knows it, which definitely takes me out. But that could also be a reason, is that Blade and Sorcery just came out, and I'm like, man, I really need to play this. It's kind of like how everyone's playing Elden Ring now, and just like I saw a tweet where someone took off work to play Elden Ring, and like the boss was like, yeah, that's fair. But yeah, I did skip out in the video. I want to figure out what I want to make for my next video. I expect it to be, I guess, more unique compared to others, like the other videos I made. And I feel like I'm in another turning point where I was with Fish Fight or Breaking News, whichever you remember it by, where I want to do another project that I actually learn from. Basically, I feel like I'm just bored. I know Numbskull took a lot out of me, and then I did do a bunch of other projects I was doing around that. I did my Godot overlay. I did so many things. So many things happened. We did a Hopin's bedtime story that we were preparing for. I did another tale for Postmortem in New Space. I set up a bunch of stuff for stream and everything. But yeah, I think I'm just kind of bored. Not to say like I'm bored, I'm gonna stop making videos, right? It's more like last time I was bored, I made Fish Fight, right? And that, I don't know if people noticed, but that had a lot more animation than all of my other videos. I was like, I want to animate characters, I want to design an environment. And although like it wasn't a crazy video, I just learned a lot from it. I designed an environment. I did a lot of new things, I guess, or not really new things, but things that I don't get to do in a lot of other videos, right? So like my silly videos, like the worm video, shrimp quartet, the creature, rat attack, cat, like those, I don't get to do anything really unique that often, which is not always necessary. Sometimes I'm like, man, I need a video this week. I'm going to create an animal in like 30 minutes, and I'm going to make it move around, and then I'm going to put music on it. Often it's the other way around. But like then every once in a while, there's videos where I'm like, damn, I need to learn something. I want to do something that I don't normally do. Jeremy the Fish was one of them. Fish Fight was one of them. Broadcast Epoch. I'm interested in doing something similar to Broadcast Epoch again. Not really the exact same, but I I would like to explore horror in a way that I enjoy, because I'm, to people that don't know, I'm not a massive fan of horror, at least a lot of the popular media horror and a lot of the horror that a lot of my friends have liked. There's certain exceptions where I'm like, this is fantastic. I am generalizing a lot, I should say. So keep that in mind, right? I do like horror, just not a lot of the things that I have been seeing. But I would like to explore with horror and try and find kind of what it is that I enjoy there and create something that I think I would enjoy. But I don't know. We'll kind of see. I like this. I like to experiment with random shit. So hopefully there is a video out this week that isn't 5 seconds long. But you know, who knows? I mean, I might just make a random ass video, like my snakes video. That was 20 seconds. I made that in a couple hours because I'm like, damn, I should make a video this week. And so I did. So maybe we'll get another one of those and I'll get a million views again for no reason. I don't know why. I never realized that video had so many views until it did. Which is kind of awesome. I'm glad people like that. And no, I probably will not be making a full version of Snakes anytime soon, at least, but I might at some point. As I said, I updated, I made my Godot overlay and everything. And I will say, I also, and this is shifting topics, so, you know, wonderful smooth transition here. I also updated my Godot overlay already, immediately. And this was like, oh my God, let me see when it was. I can mark this as finished. It was like a week after I introduced the new overlay, or I guess the new setup, whatever you want to call it. To those that missed it, I think I made a YouTube short. It's not a YouTube short. It's on my Twitter right now. I have to upload that as a YouTube short. I'm going to write that down. Yeah, that's enough. But I added a few features. One being, I've noticed that the pixelated feature, or the pixelated filter that I have, makes it a little bit difficult to see sometimes. So I added, instead of a nice convenient zoom feature, I added a magnifying glass to my cursor that I can scroll and zoom in and zoom out. And it's a nice little shader that I added, and it's super stupid. And I love it. And I've noticed I've been using it for myself more than the stream. Like, I was playing Roblox the other day with people. And if I needed to see someone far away, I just zoom into them because I couldn't see it normally. And it didn't help too much because it's not like it enhances and then, like, increases the quality. No, it's just going to be a few pixels. But it's funny. And then I also made it so you can add images and other displays as planes, kind of just floating around, and I can, like, drag and move them around and everything. I do have to fix the code for those. So it's a little broken. I don't know if people noticed last time that the movement code for them is a little jank. But yeah, that's cool because I can pop in images on stream. So if someone sends a funny image and I want it in the background, which Hopin and Oil sent a few last time. And then the sub display, as I call them, is fun because if I'm doing something, I can just have Cookie Clicker there or something in the background, like the little Subway Surfers for y'all. Then I also have a zero gravity redeem for all non-static physics objects. So anything that moves, this isn't just Jorn, but it does affect Jorn. It's all non-static physics objects in the current scene. But yeah, and then I'm actually, let me move this up. I finished a new feature as well recently, or at least the minimum version, like the minimum viable product version of it, right? I finished a new feature to incorporate fan art into the streams, and we'll be showcasing that tomorrow. 5 p.m. EST Monday, because I stream at that time, and it's very bare minimum right now, but it's pretty cool. I want to be able to add more, like, interactivity, but right now it's kind of just a way to look at fan art, and it's not all of it at once. There's a few that are picked every day, that randomly, right? So I'll show you all that. It's actually pretty cool. I'm very excited that I managed to do that, especially in such a short amount of time. I feel like I did the majority of it, like, the other day. Even though I did update to Godot 4.2, and then when I realized, oh, this is not the version I want to be on, I went back to 4.1.2, because I accidentally clicked 4.2.1, because I had that downloaded for some reason. And then I was like, wait, shit, that's wrong. So I went back to 4.1.2. And then one of my models that I added to the stream was an amalgamation. And I'm like, why would you do that? Why'd you change the way that you comprehend code? Or comprehend models. I don't know, man. It was hilarious though. And it made me really sad, but I fixed it very easily. Anyways. I made a short song last week that I would like to either make more songs like and then upload it as an EP, or make an animation for the song and upload it. It's only like a minute long. And I'm like, well, if I can figure out the animation, that could be my video this week. I know I'm jumping back to that topic, but I wanted to bring that up. And I wrote it in the wrong place. But But yeah, I'm like, it's a nice little song. It does include my cello and guitar and piano. And my goal is to make it sound realistic. And I'm like, I wonder if I could just do like a few of those, because they're easy to make. They're short. I enjoy it. And I kind of just wanted a few things like that, to make a few things like that. So I might do a little EP, or I might upload, I might do both depending on how things go. I remember at the beginning when I said sometimes voice meter just decides to go out. Well, that just happened. So I'm assuming what I'm going to have to do is get something that is not voice meter. I'll do that soon, because all I really need is the makeup gain. So yeah, I guess we'll see where the idea with the song goes exactly, what video I'll make, if I will at all, or if I'll come out with a little EP. Just kind of more as an experimentation thing, because I'm kind of, if you guys can't tell, I'm leaning into the direction of Louis Zong, and just kind of, if you couldn't already compare me to that, I'm just making animations and music and doing those experimentations and like little, even games. He makes games. I'm starting to make games and everything. But yeah, we'll see how that one goes. Final point I kind of wanted to add was, so this last Friday, I did a little stream on Roblox with people, and it was fun. And I'm thinking in the future, maybe turning Fridays into like some sort of community day that's a little more structured like an event and kind of involves people more and chat more. So we'll kind of see there. I don't have anything crazy planned right now, but I liked the idea of playing Roblox with whoever was able to join and just fucking around. So turning that into a more structured event, still on Twitch, by the way, would maybe be cool. Let's see what more that I could incorporate. Maybe it'd be a bit of a longer stream than the others. Yeah, but I don't know. I'm coming up with ideas there. I'm writing it down. And if that does happen, don't expect it to happen anytime soon. I don't think that it's going to be this week. Might not even be next week. Because one, that implies that I have to stream 3 times a week. And I don't know if I have the bandwidth for that at the moment. That will also, though, imply that it's just that there's a lot more planning to go into that instead of just doing it, right? Which I know that I could, but I'd prefer it to be good before doing it. But that's kind of everything that I wanted to cover. So this is going to be the end of the recording portion of the Sunday Scoop. And if you would like to, if you're listening to this on my little Patreon, you could join my Discord and then join these events at 9 a.m. EST on every Sunday. Sometimes it's a little later. It might be 9:30 a.m. at this point, because I kind of like that time more. But yeah, you can join the Discord server. It's in the description, for in the Patreon post. Goodbye. I don't know how to end this.